hello again. Mid-December, and if you want a bit of good news, it's just 6 days till the winter solstice, and that means that after next weekend, the days will start to lengthen again. No wonder that the pre-Christian era, that winter solstice was the occasion for great rejoicing. So let's rejoice together as we share some of the best brass band music on offer. Of course, the other side of the equator, the situation has changed. Long days, one hopes unbroken sunshine, and barbecues on the beach. So, on we go. First with Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, and straight on to Black Dyke, playing that great March favourite, Knight Templar.
Thank you.
got us away to a brisk start. Great March, Knight Templar. And it's not that long since it figured in the Timed for Brass playlist played by Manx Concert Brass. Another work that very deservedly figures frequently in these programmes is the finale to Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony No. 3. A truly marvellous piece of writing that I never tire of. I hope you enjoy this arrangement featuring Black Dyke.
Thank you.
The finale to Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony No. 3. Well, we haven't heard a solo yet, so step forward Black Dyke's principal cornet, Richard Marshall. If you wanted to be critical, you could claim that his solo here is a bit of a brass band lollipop, but I love it. I'll leave you to decide what, if anything, that says about my musical taste. Anyway, let's hear it. Harold Moss's showpiece, The Nightingale. Thank you. One of the great showpiece triplet polkas, The Nightingale. I've heard it claimed that before he became a renowned conductor, Harold Moss was a trombone player, and that The Nightingale was originally written for the trombone. Well, as a former aspiring trombone player myself, all I can say to that is, well, the very best of luck to you. But now tonight's major original work. It was written for fourth section bands competing in the 2010 National Championship Regionals, a seedbed for a lot of very fine brass band music. And if you find yourself saying, I've heard that already tonight, that's because it's a reworking of the organ symphony finale that we heard earlier. It's Saint-Saëns Variations by Philip Spark.
Thank you.
Saint-Saëns Variations, played there by the Corey Band, and that was really a very interesting and enjoyable challenge for fourth section bands. Something a bit lighter now, but in its own way, another masterpiece of film music, which has enjoyed huge popularity in concert programmes and is still a really good listen. The central character of the film is young Mowgli, but the real showstopper is Baloo the Bear. Hey, yes, it's Gough Richards's Disney Fantasy.
Thank you.
Disney fantasy. A regular favourite on these programmes is Australian Salvationist Barry Gott's Light Walk. But his writing, light in style, has given us a lot of other good things, and one of these, without any doubt, is his light-hearted take on a well-known spiritual, Go Down Moses. This is different. Entertainingly different. Moses, get down. When I went with the band to Stavanger in Norway in 1956, British-style brass bands were scarcely evident at all, although there were a lot of marching bands with a strong element of percussion. It would be too much to say that our band was the catalyst for Norway's brass band development, but that week's visit to Stavanger must have been part of a trend that's made Norway one of the preeminent banding countries in Europe. 50 years on, here's Siri Smith, the Eikanger Band's baritone soloist, to play Freddie Mercury's Love of My Life. And that, sad to say, is just about it for tonight. Two tracks to go. First, Grimthorpe plays one of the great hymns of the Christian tradition, Old Hundredth. And then, to finish off tonight's programme, a little curiosity, just over a minute, which features four successive principal cornets of Black Dyke. Willie Lang, Morris Murphy, Jim Shepherd and Philip McCann having a bit of fun in the concert to mark the centenary of the periodical British Bandsman, The Flight of the Bumblebee. Good night.